World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Man, something unbelievable is going on here. Something's happening here, right, Ray? Something's happening here. You won't believe this. I walked outside this morning. There was water falling from the sky. Have you guys ever seen that before? Water falling from the sky. It's all over our roof. It's all over our yard. It's all over my driveway. This water is falling out of the sky. I don't know how to turn it off. Being facetious here, of course, this morning, but it is raining. I don't know the last time we had rain. Praise the name of the Lord. Hey, look, before I get really diving in here, just before we went live here this morning, I say this a lot of times to you. If you guys want to be part of our interactive audience, then you need to log on at Coach Dave Live. Now, you may be watching us. I don't know what platform you might be watching this on, because we're on a lot of different platforms. But if you really want to engage, you want to be part of it, you want to get in the pre-show and the after show. See, we don't keep people from being in here, but if you're just watching it at Rumble or Facebook or my book or his book or her book or their book, wherever book, you don't get to be part of what we call the queue. So if you go to Coach Dave Live, up on the screen, Spencer's got it up there. See that little green button? It says Join the Queue. If you click on that, then you enter into this huddle. And you can ask questions. You can make comments. You can get in the chat. It becomes interactive for you, okay? Now, you whatever you're comfortable with, watch it whatever you're comfortable with. But just do that. Now, Spencer, is there a trick, Spencer, about iPhones and e-phones and G-phones and telephones? Is there something different if they're on a telephone, Spence?
The only thing is if you have a phone or a device, then you probably need to get the Google Meet app. But if you're on a computer, just click this button, and it will take you right to Google Meet in your browser.
Google Meet, folks, I'm sorry we're on Google, but it is what it is. And Google Meet is a free download, and we stream on Google Meet. And we messed around with trying to go to another platform and just screwing up all of our audience. So I hate Google. You hate Google. We all hate Google. We all hate the big monster communication at them. It is what it is. All right. It is what it is. But you can Google Meet and then join us. I'll stay on point, Jack. I'm going to get on. It's going to be a good point today, by the way. It's going to poke somebody right in the arse. So it's all good. It's all good. But that's how you get in. Okay. That's how you get in. You don't have to come in if you don't want to. I want to go with number one. First of all, right out of the chute, I want to congratulate. Good for JR. Good for JR. I don't know how that got up there. There it is. Look at this. Go back. Go back. JR, are you out there? Ohio Natural Family Bill would promote traditional values, supporters say. Now, folks, this is NBC Columbus, Ohio. JR's bill of the Natural Family Month is up and rolling and moving. Now, of course, when you read through the article, everything in the article mentions everything, but of course not JR. Everybody else now is trying to take credit for it. What a great idea it is, yada, 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 yada. Linda Harvey, I love Linda Harvey, not being critical of her. They bring her in there. They bring others in, but they don't go to the source of the guy who's the one driving the whole daggone thing. JR, are you out there, JR? Are you sleeping in this morning? Probably sleeping in. That's all right if he is. But But I want to tip my cap to JR for being so tenacious to not give up, that this bill is now before the Ohio Congress, whatever that means. Folks, let me tell you something. JR has bit on this natural family like a bulldog. He's been relentless. I don't know how long he's been after it, but here it is. Now being introduced in May by Representatives Josh Williams and Beth Lear, the bill proposes a symbolic recognition of what the legislation calls natural families, married heterosexual couples raising biological or adopted children. Oh, is that a boom?
Yeah. Two Christian legislators, state legislators.
Call JR. Get his ass up a minute. Go ahead, Glenn. Go ahead and say what you're doing.
No, I just say these are two Christian legislators that co-sponsored this bill.
Hey, Glenn, what's the reaction of the Republican Central Committee?
Mute.
Amazing, huh? So I honor JR for his tenacity. Ray's helping him up in Wisconsin. Ray, you getting pushback? Are you advancing the ball up there in Wisconsin? Are you making a difference, Ray?
I pray we are, Coach. People are hungry for something true, something substantial in their lives. You know, they've tried, we've all been down that road. We've tried everything but Jesus Christ in our lives. And
that's right.
It all falls apart. My message is as simple. Jesus saves. Are you saved? Praying for you today. Amen. And people are just opening the windows, waving at me, giving me thumbs up. And very few are in a negative frame of mind.
Amen. Folks, look here. Look what it says. Introduced by Representatives Josh Williams, Beth Lear. They say there's only one biological way, one natural way to have a child. That's pretty clear, isn't it, Ray? Folks, that's pretty tough. I'm chewing there, isn't it? And that's a man and a woman laying down and producing an offspring, Williams said in an NBC interview. We want to make sure that we incentivize, that we encourage them to stay in a family unit and raise a child together. Damn, is that radical or what? Huh? Oh, my God, them Christians. Huh? We want Ohio to be a place where people want to get married, plant their roots right here in Ohio, and raise a family with good career where they can earn an honest living and chase the American dream like I had the opportunity to do. And Linda Harvey, president of Mission America and board member of Protect Ohio Children Coalition, framed the bill as a way to reaffirm societal support for both motherhood and fatherhood. We need to get beyond our own issues and continue to support motherhood and fatherhood, and in fact, the mother and father family as well, Harvey said. Christian children thrive when they see committed parents of the opposite sex love each other and support each other. This, in turn, provides emotional stability and accelerates maturity. The intentional denial of one or the other of a child's biological parents creates a gap that may never be filled, Harvey said. Moms provide identity and emotional capacity, while dads foster social and relational capacity. Ryan Foltz, Christian Virtue, says, why don't they ask JR? Research consistently shows, folks, we all know this. This ain't rocket science. I don't even believe rocket science. This is better than rocket science. This is simple. Research consistently shows that when families are strong, communities are strong. Wow. Who thought of that? Comparing Upper Arlington, Ohio to the ghetto. Wow. It's not because they're white, because they're married and stay married and raise children and raise them in fear and the admonition of the Lord. No matter what race you are. Stop the racism stuff. Across all the races, the child poverty rate for children raised by single mothers in our state is 45%. 45% of everybody in a mom home, 45% of them are in poverty. And it's only 7% for children raised by married families. Married counselor Gary Langford says, no laws have been proposed, no taxes will be collected, there's no required participation. It's a modest proposal, but it may bring a tremendous benefit to all Ohioans. Perhaps Langford says, perhaps this, they will support these marriages through the most difficult experiences and challenges of marriage, the differences, the conflicts, the intense emotions, the crushing disappointments, and the unexpected tragedies of life. Amen on that one. When there's a tragedy that hits the Dobbenmeyer family, and there have been some, I have my wife to hold on to, and she has me to hold on to. And we bear, amen, we bear the burdens of our children together. We do. Michelle, amen, was last night, I'm not telling stories inside, but Michelle was dealing with an issue. Our daughter Maggie's about to have a baby. They want to induce her maybe tomorrow, maybe today. And she doesn't want to be induced. She wants to be able to do it natural. My wife carries that burden. And she carries the burden, and I carry her. That's the way it's supposed to work. Isn't that the way it's supposed to work? What the hell's wrong with us? Perhaps they will support these marriages through the most difficult experiences and challenges of marriages. The differences, the conflicts, the intense emotional, the crushing disappointments. He also, I wish JR would tell us what he thinks. Why didn't they call JR? Certainly pro-family individuals and groups will cheer this effort. Who will oppose it? Why would anybody oppose it? Is anyone really anti-family? But opponents of the bill have argued it not only invalidates the existence of single parents. No, it doesn't. And countless other caregivers, but it takes direct aim at LGBTQ plus families. Does it really? Can somebody tell me where the Natural Family Coalition takes an aim at anybody? How about Homo Month taking an aim at the natural family? They don't talk that way, do they? Isn't Homo Month designed to pull your children away from the natural family? How come one group's allowed to fight and the other one's got to sit on their hands? Because we might offend somebody. We might be anti-Semitic or anti-gay or anti-this or anti-that. Anytime you have an opposing view, you are anti. Are you looking at me? I'm so sick and tired of anti-Semitism. I know very little Jews. I don't hate Jews. How would I hate them if I don't even know them? I don't hate blacks. I don't hate Chinese. By the way, my brother is married to a China girl. They have 3 China half children. Why would I hate them? Why? But see, they use it to muzzle us. We got to be brave. I wrote about that, by the way. It'll come out. We got to be brave, man. We got to stand up in the public square and say, screw you. Here's what I think. Until we do that, give me a thumbs up, Ray. I can see you. Give me a thumbs up, right? Screw you. Here's what I think. Anti-this. It invalidates the group pushing this legislation. That'd be you, JR. Has made their ideology clear. If you're not a heterosexual monogamous couple with children led by a biological male from the family lineage, you don't count as a family at all. Is that what the legislation says? What the legislation says? They want to honor gay families. We want to honor natural families. Look at what the legislation says. When the homos do theirs, are they anti-natural family? Do we go out there and hold signs? You hate straight people? Do we do that? It's stupid. But folks, that's the weapon they use against us. See, this group pushing this legislation has made their ideology clear. If you're not a heterosexual monogamous couple of children led by a biological male, sexism, see, you don't count as a family at all. As an adoptive parent myself, I feel this erasure. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Do you have any idea how many things I feel personally? Hey, Ray, you feel anything personally? Dale, you feel anything personally? JR, you feel anything personally out there? Why is it only them and their personal feelings? How come they're the only ones who get to do that? Huh? I'm grieved every day by the indoctrination of our children into homosex. I'm grieved by it every day. Not because I hate homosexuals, but because, God forbid, another child would fall into that mess. Huh? Why do we let our efforts be turned to negative? Why are our efforts for good against evil? Or that is against evil. Why do our efforts for good appear from the left to be hate? Why do they call it? Because hate works. Hate works. I'm a hater. I hate homos. I hate gays. I hate Jews. I hate who else do I hate out there? I hate Muslims. If I stand up and I speak against anything somebody hates, huh? I hate Obama. I'm with you, Beth. I do. I think I do hate him. By the way, the Bible says a perfect hatred. A perfect hatred of Barack Obama and what he's done to this country. I hate him. Hmm? Who gave you the emotion of hate? God hates all workers of iniquity. Hey, Ray, am I allowed to hate what God hates? Dale, am I allowed to hate what God hates? Why is it anytime you oppose something, they frame it as hate? I know why. Hate works. Nobody wants to be accused of something they can't do anything about. See, I don't hate single parent families. I feel bad for them. I love natural families. I love those. With me? You guys tracking with me here? Folks, we got to rise above this crap. We have got to rise. That's what I wrote on today. It's not ready to be published. It is. Folks, now's the time to be brave. Now's the time to open our mouth and speak. Who cares what the hell they think? Who cares? We have to speak. They can call it hate speech if they want. They're hateful in their speech. They're telling JR he can't celebrate the natural family. No, you can't do that. That's hateful. What? I just want to celebrate what I am. I'm sorry. I was born straight. I know. I'm not a birth defect. I was born loving women. I was born loving family. I'm sorry. I know I'm sick. Let me celebrate. Let me have a month or so. It is freaking unbelievable. And can I take it one more for JR's in here? I'll get you here in a second. Can I take one step further? Let me take it another step further. The pastors ain't going to say anything either because they know how the game is played. And once they call you something, it sticks. Now, I'm going to say this. I'm going to get JR in here a little bit. I'm becoming more and more. Here it is. I'm going to jump. Hey, Ray, I'm going to jump into the goo real quickly, okay? I'm going to jump into the goo. How many of you raise your hand? Says the Bible says it. I believe it. That settles it. I see y'all raise your hand, huh? All right. Y'all believe that? How y'all do that? All right. All right. Good. I see them all. Good. You believe it all. Okay, good. What do you do with that verse that says, those who say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan? Why are we not allowed to have an honest discussion about the Jews? As soon as you say it, anti-Semitic. What? Ken, if you say anything about blacks, racist. Oh, bigot. Come on, man. Come on. Do you understand that? He's the accuser of the brethren. So anytime you question what seems to be a standard narrative, you're a hater. That's how they shut you up. JR wants to do the natural family because obviously he hates gays. That's why he's doing it. Can't you guys see that? He wants to celebrate the natural family the way God ordained it to be. And why he hates Jew, all he hates homosexuals. How do you defend yourself against it? How do I do? If I'm going to show you something today on the deep state and Israel, some of you are going to be mad. I want to know the truth because the truth makes me free. That's what I think. JR, what the hell is going on? How come they didn't interview you, JR?
I think it's a God thing, Coach. By the way, I love children. Okay. I love children. And we're talking about an evidence-based best practice. An evidence-based best practice. Like not jumping off a cliff. That's an evidence-based best practice, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, one biological born man, one biological born woman, in a lifelong committed monogamous relationship is a evidence-based best practice. And it also almost sounds biblical. And I think that's part of the problem they're having with it. Coach, God is in this. Think about this. You have two individuals, a black gentleman, single parent home, rough life, almost didn't make it through, now a representative in the state of Ohio, and Beth Lear was adopted.
So you have a black man and an adopted woman as representatives pushing natural family money.
Yeah, yeah. And you got the other option is a white Christian male. Now who's going to have a better chance of getting this through? It's a God thing, Coach. It is really a God thing, the way this happened. It's beautiful.
So, folks, it says right here, according to a steward, Dwayne Stewart, Equality Ohio. See, Equality Ohio, they determine what's equal. You have to understand that, right? Natural family, not equal. That's not equal. No, that's not equal. He said it not only invalidates, this is what this homo promoter, I'm going to say it, okay? The homo promoter says. Not only invalidates the existence of single parents and countless other caregivers. Hey, JR, how does that invalidate them? How does celebrating the natural family invalidate them?
That community has over 100 days, weeks, and months that they celebrate the LGBTQ lifestyle. And you come up with one request. I'm having trouble with my camera this morning. One request for a natural family, and they go bonkers.
JR, it says the group pushing this legislation, which would be you, has made their ideology clear. If you're not a heterosexual monogamous couple with children led by a biological male from the family lineage, you don't count on a family at all. And as an adopted parent myself, I feel this erasure personally. What?
I like the answer one of the gentlemen gave was, I'm not a woman, but I still celebrate Mother's Day. Okay. And if you're not a father, you can still celebrate Father's Day. It's okay.
Yeah, that's right. And JR, how about Mother's Day for those women who can't conceive? And Father's Day for those men who cannot have children? Isn't that discriminatory, JR? Hey, how about this? How about Gay Pride Month for those of us who don't have gay children? It makes me feel bad that I don't have a gay child. They're discriminating against me. All my children are straight. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
When you complain about a natural family month, are you discriminating?
Sure.
Yes, you are, aren't you?
Discrimination is a good thing, isn't it? I discriminate against all child molesters in my house. I discriminate against all of them. I discriminate by sex offenders coming after my daughter, my teenage daughters. I discriminate against all of them. I think discrimination is a good thing.
Coach, this is child-centered. This is child-centered. A child needs their mother and their father. They have an inherent need. It's like a software package we're born with. And when you take one of those away or one of those becomes abusive, that is it does permanent damage to a child. And it's almost unrecoverable. But keep that in mind, this is child oriented. Not adult's feelings, but a child's needs.
It's unbelievable. William said, this bill is not meant to exclude any group. Just because we include one group doesn't mean we exclude others. When we celebrate Mother's Day, we don't discriminate against fathers. When we celebrate Father's Day, we don't discriminate against mothers. We have to offset decades of damage that we did to our family units. That is the best family structure, and we've seen the studies that show it. Boom. That is a boom. Hey, Spencer, Come on in, Neil Levy. I know this is right up your alley. I got something I'm trying to send Spencer right here. Hang on with me. Come on in, Neil.
I shared with JR once. I said it's like the Packers playing the Bears on Sunday, and the Packers give the Bears a whooping. The Packers go and celebrate their victory, and the Bears crawl back in their den, pout, and they say, oh, we'll come back next week.
Amen. Amen. It's unbelievable. See, we lose these battles because we won't engage in them.
Yep.
The church will not engage in the natural family. It won't do it. I'm sorry. I'm distracted here a second. Come on in, Lauren. Tell us your story, not your life story. Hey, Spencer. I'm gonna try sending this as an attachment. Let me know if you get it. All right. Go ahead. Go ahead, Lauren.
Yeah, just 2 points. First one is, it's kind of a God's humor, right? They're just mad because they didn't come up with a natural family to pervert what the natural family is. God protected it, and now you can define it.
Amen.
You know, because they want to say that the natural family is, you know, LGBTQ.
Lauren, there's not anybody in the history of the world other than Jesus Christ himself who was ever conceived outside a male-female relationship.
Never, exactly, ever. But what's great is they would have said, they would have perverted it and said that that was the natural family. So this is an awesome thing, right?
Yeah.
And the second point, it is abusive to tell a dad and give him his walking papers and that the government will come in and he doesn't have to be responsible. That should be like a class action lawsuit.
See, the feminists should be screaming, shouldn't they, Lauren? The feminists 100%. Screaming, yes, keep our families together. Yes, keep our families together.
I've been screaming it forever. Keep my family together. Just because you're mad at me does not mean you have to take it out on your daughter or your son. Show up.
Show up. Show up. Show up.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
We got to watch out for the heterophobia.
The heterophobia. Let's start that one, huh? Huh? Let's start that one. Spencer, I'm trying to send it. I don't know if you're getting it or not. It's just a little stupid little. Okay, I'm going to play it here. Hang on. I want you guys to see this. This is what life's all about. Yesterday. Hang on, Jack. Go ahead, Jack, while I'm getting it ready. Go ahead. Come on in, Jack.
Okay.
Jack's just on Facebook.
Year and a half ago, I sent you.
You're breaking up, Jack. You're breaking up.
No, I sent you a text of a picture of a United Way ALICE program. How can that be? I've got a good signal. Oh, my thing went down. Never mind. I'll tell you in a minute.
Now, don't move. Jack, go ahead. Spencer, did you get it? He didn't get it.
No, it's not going to.
I hate the computer. I hate it. Okay, I'm going to show it to you guys right here. Hang on, Jack, go ahead. Okay, so I'm going to show you all here a grampy moment yesterday. I grabbed four of my grandkids. The other ones went around, and we went into the woods. And they climbed a deer stand. By the way, I didn't get parental permission. I used grandfather permission.
How'd you get clear up there? Declan wants to go up too. He wants to go up there. All right, hang on. All right, your mom and dad. How'd you get
crap there? I got more of them, huh? I got more of them. I was sitting around the other day. I said, one of my grandkids know how to climb a tree. Time to teach them how to climb a tree. Oh, well, hell's bells. Okay, cool. Anything else? Anything else? I want you to know, when you come here, you're allowed to talk about anything. And so am I. And some of you and some of us have bought into this whole lie that if you criticize something or if you ask a question about something, you are anti-Semitic, anti-black, anti... Well, you guys know how the game's played? You understand how the game's played? Okay. Let me catch my breath here a second. Can you believe this is going on? Let me run down through. I just got some good information I could get to you. Do number two. I'm sorry. No, that's good. That's not what I meant. The second thing I didn't number, COVID jab. Did you guys see this on the news today? There it is. Devastating. COVID-19 vaccine side effects confirmed to cause cancer. It's a minute and a half. Play it. Not her. She's a liar. She ought to go to jail. Go on down. Play this.
Large scale population study. So looking back, retrospective, so South Korea, to estimate the cumulative incidence and subsequent risks of overall cancers 1 year after the COVID vaccines. Now, here's a graphic that sort of summarizes their findings and a very unpleasant view it is. So what we have here is this is the vaccinated line here. So people that are vaccinated, that line there, they get more cancers. This is incidence per 10,000 of the population up here. People that didn't get the vaccines, after a follow-up of 360 days, so that's 360 days, theirs is much lower, isn't it? And the difference is about 27% between the two overall.
Jab called 27%.
So clear increase in cancers. This is overall cancers. And the results of this is a P equals 0.001. In other words, there's a 1 in 1,000 chance that this result arose by chance.
1 in 1,000%, 1 in 1,000 chance that this cancer increase just randomly happened. 1 in 1,000 chance. In other words, the jab caused cancer and is going to continue to. Sorry. All right. Okay. Now another one. Let me show you another good one here. I got point number, the one right below it, judge spine. Folks, we're in like a hell that we can't even understand. Jack Smith, who was a Trump judge, prosecutor, he tracked private calls of nearly a dozen GOP senators. They wiretapped without their permission. How many? Nearly a dozen GOP senators. Who did? The government did. Government did. You understand what's going on? You have any idea what's going on? Pull up more spying. The one right below it. More spying. Play this real quick. We won't watch it. We won't play it all. Jack Smith caught spying on Trump supporters. The judges spying on Trump supporters. Go ahead. They're spying on me right now. You can bet on it.
Counsel, they call him Jack Smith. Granted a subpoena to go and look at Donald Trump's Twitter users and who liked and followed Donald Trump's account is a rather, I'm not sure. I mean, that's a really broad subpoena, I would think. And I don't know if you have any experience or have reviewed this subpoena.
I mean, I looked at the subpoena. You know, it's been out there since August. So, I guess we should have looked at it more carefully sooner. Mm-hmm. Because people are outraged that they punished Twitter for daring to ask questions about why they can't speak about the subpoena. But the elements of the subpoena are astonishing. And this is a case where the courts approved it, right? The initial anti-Trump judge approved it. So they're in theory, they're investigating Trump. They want some Twitter material. Presuming the investigation is valid, that's not an unreasonable effort.
Get it out of there. They're spying. Government is spying. Okay. You understand it? By the way, they're probably spying on us right now. Okay. Now, pull up number 7. I'm going to get a couple things in there, then I'll let you come in. Bossy. Let you come in. I'll open it up here. Black pastor. Oh, did you guys notice he's black, by the way? We have to always notice this, right? He's not a human being. He's a black human being. And over there's a Chinese human being. Oh, and over there's a Jewish human being, as if human beings are different. Oh, wait a minute. There's a Mexican human being over there. There's one over there. Go ahead. Oh, wait. There's a Palestinian human being over here. That's how they've, folks, that's how they've caused us to think. Okay, go.
I ain't asking the president to be Jesus, but I want to line up with somebody that's closest to the Bible as I possibly can. And there ain't no way I'm voting for somebody that's an abortion, that's a murderer. Let me say it that way. There ain't no way I'm voting for somebody that don't know the difference between a man and a woman. They got mad at Charlie Kirk for saying I'm low IQ because they can't define what a woman is. Right. You went to this Ivy League school and you don't know the difference between a man and a woman? Yeah, you are stupid. You don't know the difference between a man and a woman, you have no intelligence. That's kindergarten. I mean, that's preschool. I mean, 2-year-olds know that. You don't know the difference between a man and a woman, and you want to run our country? That's hate speech. Why? God says in the Bible, he made a male and female. Created he them.
Well, yet more evidence is growing.
Well, I got so much good stuff, but I know you guys come here to want to jump in here.
Keep on going.
I got one more thing I got to show. I have two more things. Bring up Pastor Manning. Pastor Manning. Oh, this is almost like bragging. Hang on. I was looking for it this morning. Maybe it's over here on my desk. Did you know the pastor, James David Manning, he's in Harlem, Otla. Do you know that I've spoken at his church twice? You guys know that? Did you know that we took a bread, a box truck full of bread and handed it out at his church in Harlem? I'll have to check, see how long ago it was. Folks, I got a relationship with Pastor James David Manning. And you know how it started? He was a guy years and years ago who called Obama the Mac Daddy. The Mac Daddy. He was one of the first black pastors openly opposed to the Mac Daddy, Obama. That's how I got to know him. He invited me to his church twice. And hanging on the wall, somewhere over here, I couldn't find it this morning, James David Manning. His church gave me a Man of the Year award. Did you guys know that? You guys know that? And now he's running as a right-hand candidate for mayor of New York. Oh, we're flying close to the flame here. Go ahead and play this. I could call him right now. Right now, if he's up, I could call him and get him on the phone. Go ahead.
Somebody said to me that if Jesus is black, heaven is a ghetto. Everywhere black people live is a damn ghetto. Why should I be yelling at the white man? Hell, if it wasn't for him, we'd all probably be dead from diseases and sickness. Or hell, we'd each other. If it wasn't for the white man. The white man built America. You say, the slave built America. Don't they cover that lie. I'll slap the taste out of your mouth. You ain't built nothing. Half the time what you did build as a slave, the white man had to whoop your ass with a whoop to get you to do that little bit of work that you didn't do. It to whoop your ass to get it done. Talking about we built them. They ain't built a damn thing. Don't own a damn thing. None of it. You had Harlem, you threw that away. No, uh-uh. Thank God for the white man. Thank God he's built America and some other safe places. Built airlines so you can ride around on. Built automobiles. Hell, y'all ain't got one nation in Africa have built a car. Talking that damn talk. The only thing y'all can do is play basketball, run up and down the court like a bunch of double-jointed fools. Somebody said to me.
Wow, huh? Think I ought to get him back on? I bet he'd come back on. I'll give him a call. Huh? James David Manning for mayor. Otla Church, right in the heart of the ghetto. We drove that truck right down in the middle of it, opened up the back of that truck, and gave out white bread to black people right there in Harlem. Oh, yes, we did. Yes, we did. Coach Dave, man of the year. Somebody come on in. We got you got 20 minutes to yap. Go ahead. Come on.
Coach, imagine if that was you or another white guy saying what Pastor Manning, I remember meeting him in Mississippi at OSA, yep, would have said that stuff. Could you imagine?
Hey, Dale, here's the point I want people to understand. they've made up words and they use them against us. Since everybody's not in it, Spencer, go right here. All right. Okay, I'm sorry. Spencer, go to number 12. I have a sneaking, I'm going to say this very slowly so that all of you out there understand. Okay? I don't hate Jews. I don't even know Jews. I hate Zionism. I hate Zionism. And Zionism is the idea that Jews are above everybody else. Jews can't be criticized. If you criticize them, you are what? Anti-Semitic. Netanyahu is a, what's the word I would use? Benjamin Netanyahu is
a Yahoo.
He's a Yahoo, but that's not what I'm looking for. What's the word? He's killing a lot of people. What do they call those? They kill a lot of people. What do they call them? Because he is one.
Genocide.
Genocide. Benjamin Netanyahu is for genocide. He's for genocide of those in the Gaza Strip, those in Palestine. He's for genocide. By the way, funded by Christians to kill other Christians. Because why? We've made Judaism a god. We made Judaism a god. Yeah, Jesus was a Jew. I get that whole stuff. I get that. Jesus coming back to Israel. I get all that. But folks, look how corrupt is the American government. And we think Netanyahu is just, yeah, oh my goodness. As far as I know, he's not. Somebody told me he's an Ashkenazi Jew, which means he ain't even bloodline. Oh, are you tuning out on me now? Are you tuning out on me now? Because do I now become your enemy because I tell you the truth? So I looked up today, anti-Semitism. That's quite a word, isn't it? I'll get you, Vinny. I'll get you, Dale. Give me a minute here. Aren't you glad you tuned in here? Aren't you glad? So religious attitudes were reflected in the scroll down, Spence. This is Britannica. They were reflected in the economic, social, and political life of medieval Europe and much of Europe during the Middle Ages. Jews were denied citizenship and its rights barred from holding posts in government. Nobody here is going to deny whether the Jewish people were discriminated against. To be sure, some European rulers and societies, particularly during the early Middle Ages, offered Jews a degree of tolerance and acceptance. It would be an error to conceive of Jews as facing an unchanging and unceasing manifestation of anti-Jewish oppression throughout this period. Nobody argues with that. In 1096, however, the Knights of the First Crusade unleashed a wave of anti-Semitic violence in France. They went around, they killed a bunch of Jews. Unfounded accusation, ritual murder, of desecration, blood libel, and allegations of Jews sacrificed for Christian children at Passover in the 12th century. Yada, yada. Go on down. Blah, blah, blah. I want you to read this later on, okay? Read this later on. As European commerce grew in the late Middle Ages, some Jews became prominent in trade, banking, and money lending. And Jews in economic culture success. Go on down, blah, 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 blah. This economic resentment. Go back up a little bit. This economic resentment allied with religious prejudice prompted the forced expulsion of Jews from several countries. Nobody's denying this. England, 1290, France, 14th century, Germany, 1350, Portugal, 1490, blah, blah, blah. And intensified persecution in Spain culminated in 1492 in forced expulsion of the country's largest and longest established Jewish population. Nobody argues with that. Okay? Jews were tolerated, living as they did at the margin of society. Jews perform economic functions, blah, 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 blah. This is a Britannica. Going down a little bit farther. Keep going. Because I want to know, where the heck did anti-Semitism, where did that come from? Keep going. Oh, the idea that Jews were evil. Oh, anti-Semitic. Go ahead, down. Anti-Semitism in modern Europe. At the end of the Middle Ages, brought little change in Jews' position in Europe and Catholic Reformation, blah, 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 blah. It did not necessarily reduce anti-Semitism. See, what is anti-Semitism? What is that? All of the major Enlightenment figures, go on down. I'm sorry. It's so bad radio to or TV to read, okay? But folks, anti-Semitism did not show up in Europe until at least 1789. Nobody ever heard of it until 1789. Scroll on down. Even in France itself, nobody had heard of it. The Russian Empire had restrictions to Jews in the western part of it. the empire's May laws of 1882 and enacted after widespread anti-Jewish riots. Going down. It's a made up. In France, Dreyfus affair became a focal point for anti-Semitism. And in 1894, Alfred Dreyfus, a highly placed Jewish army officer, was falsely accused of treason. And his final vindication was hampered by military, yada, yada, yada. So during the first decade of the 20th century, there was a period of moderate decline in anti-Semitism except in Russia. And in 1905, the rights about economic liberty, keep on going. It's going to tell you when the word anti-Semitism was first used. The storm of anti-Semitism began in Nazi Germany under the leadership of Hitler from the 33 to 45. It reached a terrifying intensity. Nobody denies any of that. In Nazi anti-Semitism, it reached a racial dimension never before experienced. Folks, I'm sorry. I thought I wanted to go right to the middle. Anti-Semitism is a made-up modern term. There was no such thing. By the way, Jews aren't the only Semites. They're not the only ones. It's all a lie. It's all no. Those who say they are Jews and are not. All right, bye bye, some of you. Bye bye, coach. You're not allowed to talk about that. No, coach. You're not allowed to talk about. Well, you guys love Democrats. Those are Democrats. I think there's a lot of Democrats who say they are Americans and are not. Would anybody want to disagree with that? Those people say they are Americans. They're not Americans. They're communists. They're not Americans. So why would we be surprised that the devil would come up with a anti-Christian movement? Not all Jews. Stop it. You're making the same argument of the trans people. Golly. Oh my goodness. Come on in, Vinny. It's a made up word. Anti-Semitism's a made up word.
It's a buzzword created to stifle discussion of issues. Yes. I just posted yesterday a video of voters chastising Jake Hackenkloss for being bribed and not enacting the will of the people, but enacting the will of people who are bribing him. I just put in the chat if you want to play it. It's very quick.
Okay, Benny, thank you. Dale, come on in.
Coach, I want to tie a couple passages of scripture and a thought to understand that, you know, it's like being that committed team player. But this goes deeper than that. First off, we got to understand who our creator is. In Isaiah 41, I'm going to go to Psalms 139, verse 14 in a second. That's the key verse. He says, but now this is Isaiah 41. This is what the Lord says. He who is your creator, coach, who's your creator? I'm telling you, the division. Now, all of these other tools are being used in the world to divide us between the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness.
That's right.
Because there's one thing that I always see on the kingdom of darkness, or you can look at the Democrats, or you can look at the Israel, because Israel is the number one per capita nation in the world who murders their babies.
Amen,
they
brother.
Murder their babies. Psalms 139, verse 13. For you, right? Once again, who's my creator? For you formed my inward parts. You wove me in my mother's womb, and I will give thanks to you. Not to the government, not to Israel, but to you, God. For I am fearfully and I am wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it well. Jump down to verse 21. Do I, because I'm so committed, because thou art my creator, I am committed to you, God. Psalms 139, verse 21. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with the utmost hatred.
Perfect they, hatred, Dale. Perfect hatred.
They have become my enemies. Now, before we get all angry and we say all that stuff.
Anti-Semitic, Dale! Yeah,
Psalms 23. Search me, God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts and see if there be any hurtful way in me. In other words, David's hate is not like I'm just going to go out and hurt people. It is a soulish hate of evil, coach, is what it is. And this type of thing is like, what I told you, do you want to be friends of the world and hated by God or loved by God? And understand this, coach, you're going to lose people. Amen. When you speak truth, you're going, I don't care who you are, you will be hated because of your love for your creator who mm-hmm. created you for his goodwill and his good purpose. And understand, we're going to be, and it's going to fall in the lines of language. You're a racist, you're a anti-Semite, because there is such a clear division being made in the world right now because of the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman, of the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light, coach. And so at the end of the day, I will hate those who hate God. Get that? I'm going to hate those. Barack Obama hates God. I'm going to hate those who hate God. The Democratic Party, Schumer and the rest of them, they hate God. They love Jesus. Sodom and, right? Does this make sense? I just want to connect those dots.
Of course it does, Dale.
Amen, Dale.
Well, I can continue on until he comes back in. This is the key for all of us here. Understand something. We all, there's in the natural human being of ourselves. Spence, I see your stuff on Facebook. It's so wonderful. Why do we put that? We like when people click like. We like it when they, but when you start posting something that is godly, that goes against homosexuality or anti-Semitism and whatever you want to call it, you will find out the hatred will start pouring in. It's not a good feeling. So we got to understand, we're going to define ourselves. Do we love God? Are we sided with the team of our creator and loved by him? Or are we going to side with the world and be hated by them? Jeremiah at the age of 16, so I don't want to hear about anybody, oh, I'm too young for this. Jeremiah at the age of 16, God told him, Jeremiah, I want to tell you something. I'm going to put my words in your mouth, and if you don't speak them, it's going to be like fire in your belly. And I'm telling you, Jeremiah, the Lord told him. He said, Jeremiah, you're going to go and you're going to tell the people, and they're going to hate you, Jeremiah. I'm just letting you know, they're going to hate you for the words that I speak. And Jeremiah goes on, and even in chapter 5, he says, the prophets prophesy falsely, the priests rule on their own accord, and my people, God who created them, says, my people love it so. So the world is embracing the world. But those that are of God, we're going to separate ourselves from that. You're going to understand when you do that, it will cost you something, and it's going to cost you relationships. And you have to ask yourself at the end of the conversation and at the end of the day, am I friends with the world or am I friends with God? Is Coach back yet, Spence?
I'm anti-Wolverine.
There he is.
I hate the Wolverines. I'm anti them.
Wait a minute.
I'm anti them. You say, well, coach, you've never lived next door to a Wolverine. No, I know, but I hate them. I hate the Wolverine, right? I'm telling you, I'm anti-Wolverine in here. Go ahead, Greg. Quickly, I got something else I want to show. Go ahead.
Okay, well, might not be a quick conversation. So I'm just trying to understand. So Zionism, basically this anti-Semitism started in the 1800s. Is that correct?
That's what the term.
Okay, the term, but yeah. Let's get the idea. Were Jews really persecuted throughout history or not?
Yes.
Okay. So a lot of this stuff is coming from England, correct? Would you say?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody know what the percentage of Jews are in England?
No.
About 20%. Okay. So I'm going to put in there, it's called the Edict of Expulsion. Okay, this is dated on July 18th, 1290. All Jews were told to leave England. All right. Now, I'm going to put in here.
Hey, Craig, let me ask you. Oh, hang on, Craig. Real Jews or Ashkenazi Jews?
Well, okay. All Jews. Matters. It doesn't say Ashkenazi. All Jews. It doesn't say that. It doesn't. This way. It says if you were Jewish, you had to leave. Okay. So what about our history? Everybody knows about Christopher Columbus, right? Didn't they have to leave before Columbus could sail? Didn't that slow him down? I think it did. I'll put it in the chat. Okay. So what is this thing? Because we can get very careful here from the standpoint is because we're going to associate the Jewish faith with really bad people that are doing things, and they're Jews.
Greg, they're already doing that.
All right, well, let me just say this, okay? Let's spend as much time on the Jesuits and the instead of the synagogue of Saint, let's do the Vatican of Jesuits. Because the Vatican of Jesuits, okay, there's a university called Georgetown, right down the street from the Capitol, okay? And those Jesuits are in our government under our faith of Christianity. So let's make sure we're equal on all this, because we're going to get some people thinking, oh, the Jewish faith. Okay, and if you're doing that, we better be careful, because the Lord said, don't touch my anointed. He's anointed them for certain things, whether we
He's anointed who? Netanyahu? He's anointed Netanyahu?
I never said Netanyahu's anointed.
What about Craig?
Was Barack Obama a Christian?
I'm trying to make. Those who say they are Jews and are not. That's the point I'm trying to make. I'm not speaking against the Jews. I'm speaking against those who say they are Jews and are not.
When we do this, we open the door for people to make assumptions when we don't have clarity of what we're saying. I'll be quiet.
All right, cool. Brett, come on in. Hey, folks, do you understand? Hang on a minute. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Do we have clarity in here? Do we have clarity what I'm talking about? I believe Jews are God's chosen people. I don't believe the nation of Israel, full of non-bloodline Jews, is what the Lord was talking. That's where I am with it. Okay, I don't hate Jews. I don't hate blacks. I don't hate women. I go by individuals, but they are programming you that for you to oppose anything is hate, and now we have hate crime laws. What does that tell you? Who did I call in? Come on in. Somebody, I called somebody's name. Come on in here.
Yes, somebody took my muted me again. So anyway, so I can't argue with what Craig's saying, but the weird thing is that's about the same time the Rothschilds came to power.
Wow.
And that was UK, England. So that's odd.
That what the whole thing, folks. We don't live in a vacuum. This stuff has been through. Hey, folks, right now, in one generation, they've normalized homosexuality. You understand that, don't you? In one generation. It's been a crime for how long? And now they've normalized it? Remember when the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, talking about pornography, said, I can't define it, but I know it when I see it, and legalized pornography? Do you know who's one of the largest? Google it. Largest producers of pornography in the world. I'm not going to say it. Dr. Paul.
I will, Jews.
Come on in. Come on in, Paul.
Hey, Coach. Do you ever question what it means to be chosen, a chosen people? Where does it define that chosen people mean heaven or his kingdom? You know, I mean, that's a good argument.
It is a good argument. He chose the Jewish people to bring the gospel through. That's what I think.
Well, I think it's perfectly sane, but how many of them actually, you know, crucified Jesus?
Hey, Paul, how many people in America aren't Christians anymore?
Folks,
come on now. We talk about Christian America. What percentage of people are we talking about? Is America a Christian government?
Yeah, but the ones that remain Christian are so strong, Coach.
I'm trying to use comparison here, right? We think Netanyahu is a Jewish leader. Well, did we think Biden was a Christian leader? Really?
He's a Yahoo.
Right, come on now, open your eyes here a little bit. Joe Allen, come on in. I only got a couple minutes. Sir. Speak fast, Joe.
There was a time in Ukraine where they called them the non-name religion. And they came up Mastazi Jews. Just saying.
Khazar and Ashkenazi. It's history. Look, folks. There's one way to heaven. An unsaved Jew and an unsaved Muslim are not going to heaven. Benjamin Netanyahu is not going to heaven if he doesn't fall on his face and receive Christ as his Savior. You understand that? Ain't nothing special about being a Jew. Not in the New Testament, not from here on. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Will you be saved if you don't call upon the name of the Lord? They have sold us a lie. See you tomorrow.